Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. We have our week 6 matchups and previews show today. Today's kickoff is brought to you by Trophy Smack. It's not too late, guys, to take your league up to the next level. Whether it's a trophy or a last place participation ribbon, head over to trophysmack.com/dudes and they will give you 15% off your whole entire order. Again, www.trophysmack.com/dudes. Phil, buddy, you ready to kick us off into the action here? You got any opening remarks you want to talk about?
No, I just one thing that we skipped over on Sunday, so I'll be brief here.
Yeah, and I'm joined by Phil, Jordan, and Seth as usual.
Yeah, one thing I skipped over on Sunday, and I really want to get Jordan's. There's a couple things Jordan's needs to chime in on. Number one, he's got a broom over his shoulder. Do you want to talk about that at all, Jordan? You want to reference that in the podcast?
I don't know if you can see the shirt. Diamondbacks, baby. Swept the Dodgers 3-0. Send those guys home. Money can't buy rings. Mookie and Freddie choke job. Corbin Carroll's a stud. Let's go, D-backs. Bring on the Phillies or Braves.
Let's go. Let's go, Jordo.
Yeah, Seth's wearing a Florida Marlins hat now, so he's already jumped ship also.
That's how bad we put the Dodgers in submission. Seth quit being a fan.
I didn't quit. I'm just not wearing their stuff. It'd just be weird to wear a Dodgers hat right after we lost.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wear another hat. Makes sense.
So Jordan's got the broom there. The other thing is, like, I want to know, it's like, it was very much a, like, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe-esque type image that we saw out in the UK this last weekend with a gentleman. It looked like maybe in, like, a suit slash bow tie dressed as a jaguar. And I just want to know, Jordan, like, does that guy have your approval? Is that a weird move? Like, what are your thoughts on the guy's get up as a whole?
I mean, people in London, man, those soccer fans are crazy. So he'll do it. They'll do all kinds of crazy stuff.
I will. So do you condone it, or what is your thought? What are your thoughts? Like, we need to hear.
Jordan,
we need
to get like the Amazon shop he got it from.
Not for the game.
Said something about Halloween or something weird like that. I don't know.
If Jordan dresses up as a jag on Halloween, that will be a major win. So Jordan, you condone it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't think I would do that, but shoot, do whatever you want.
Jordan's more
do
of
what
a,
you do.
Jordan's more of a chess painter.
Yeah. Lower back art.
Yeah, exactly.
Trent, if that's what you want me to do, you want me to paint my chest, you know, if that's what you're into, all, you know, whatever you need.
Whatever gives us more listens and likes. And also, while we're talking about that, go over to YouTube, guys. Give us the sub at TFF Dudes and the thumbs up. Phil, where are you going with this, buddy?
I guess I'm just going to – I want to do one more thing. I've directed most of my questions at Jordan. On Saturday, I actually messaged Trent about this and my dad. There's actually one of our local junior colleges that my brother played football at and I played against. They're having like a tailgate throwdown. And so I really wanted to do it. I'm coaching soccer on Saturday. As you guys know, I'm elite coach. But I'm coaching Saturday on – I'm coaching soccer, excuse me, on Saturday. Can't even get through that joke without messing up there. So I'm coaching on Saturday. What is your, Seth, you look like you do. I'm not going to say it.
This is painful.
This is bad. This is bad. So, okay, this is a tailgate championship.
You stop choking on your tongue.
What did you say, Seth?
He said, stop choking on your tongue.
Yeah,
today, Junior.
I was confused as what Seth was doing on the mic. What would you if you're making a competition tailgate menu? What are you making? Like, what's one thing you're putting on a competition tailgate menu?
Wings, hot dogs.
Just one thing, Trent. Not two. One thing. So you say wings?
I would say wings.
Jordan.
Jalapeno poppers.
That's a good one. Seth?
Is ribs like a tailgate thing?
I think that plays, Seth. I think that's like, I mean, anything you can eat with your hands. So I would say yes. I was going to go with, I think Jordan said this on one of our drafts. I think I have to go with those like ham and cheese sliders that you like have like in those baking sheets. Those things are money. Anyhow, I think you can win. I think you can win a tailgate throwdown with those. So tag us in your tailgate throwdown picks if you have them. I think that's it. Unless there's anything, we're starting a little bit later today. We can hop into the first game. Trent, anything else you want to touch on here?
Yeah, before we get into the first game here, just remember, actually, before Jordan gives us the last week's totals, here are the teams on bye this week. The Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers, and we went 50% on our starts and sits, regardless of what Phil said with all his, you know, slander on Monday's show. And also, if you haven't gotten your waivers for the week, we do have a waiver episode. Go check that out on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. With all that being said, Jordan, do you have last week's picks of our totals?
Yeah, so week five. Trent, you finished in last with 6-8. Seth was 8-6. Phil was 9-5. And I actually won at 10-4. So that gives us a total of Trent's won 2 weeks, I've won 2 weeks, and Seth has won 1 week. Phil is yet to get on the board.
Dang, I've been like second place every single time, man. It's rough. It's time to bounce back. All right. I think that is it. Let's hop into these week of games. We have, are you going
to
say something?
Yeah, we got our Thursday night football, which is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the dude's favorite place to play best ball. Go to Underdog, enter promo code dudes. They will match you up to $100. And if we have time, depends, you know, we're starting a little late, we might try to squeeze in an Underdog draft for this week. So guys, go over to Underdog, promo code dudes 100. Phil, kick this party off, buddy.
Kicking this party off. This is a absolute nightmare of a Thursday night football game. Going to be a total spanking. But we have the 1-4 Broncos at the 4-1 Chiefs. The current total right now is 47.5. The KC is currently favored by 10.5. We have a sit in this game. This one looks like it's going to be a rough one. Trent, let's talk about your sit.
I originally put Jaleel McLaughlin as my sit of the week. I'm going to just say Broncos running backs. There's a chance Javonte's back. This Chiefs,
he is playing.
He is going to play. Okay, I saw that there was a chance. So I'm just going to change this to Broncos running backs. The Chiefs, I guess Javonte could get some receptions here, but the Chiefs are really good against running backs on the ground. Like if you're doing this play, it's just solely a running back check down game. I think the Chiefs are going to get out in front, and I think the Broncos are just going to have to throw the ball. What do you think on that, Jordan? Do you like Javonte in this game?
Not necessarily. I do like his, just for the sake of like his rushing prop is 35.5. I just think that's really, really low for someone that talented. So I don't mind if you like want to take that prop, like 35, it's just a super low number. Right. So like for someone like Javonte, he could break that off in theory on one run. So, I don't mind the prop, but in general, I pretty much agree with you.
Yeah. I think Isaiah Pacheco could have a really big game right here. I like his matchup. He's not my start of the week here, but I think Pacheco, I think he's separating himself between the other backs there, and he's looking really good. He's running really hard right now. So
he always runs hard, but it is a super good spot for Pacheco. It's like an elite spot for him.
He looks good.
And we saw what Breece Hall just did to this Broncos run defense. Not saying that Pacheco's as talented as Breece Hall, because he's probably not, but it's a really good spot for him. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else here that we want to talk about? I mean, we had Kelce with an injury. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if playing. He plays. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they get up high and they just kind of rest him a little bit or even relax him, depending on how his ankle is. So I don't know what that'll look like. I mean, it's hard to tell. He came back in that game pretty normal, so who knows what it looks like. But it could potentially be with his injury, they might ease him out maybe third, fourth quarter, depending on how bad they're whooping him on the Broncos. He's definitely not going to be doing any blocking, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Not that he does ever.
If Denver versus Kansas City is the 24th worst running back matchup of the week, according to The Athletic. Anything else we want to say on this here, guys? You like Rashee Rice, Jordan?
Well, I was actually going to say, I actually realized I got way more lucky on that Rashee Rice play than I thought. He played the least snaps he's played in like 3 weeks. So for some reason, his snap count went down. He's still getting targeted a ton on his route. Like his targets per routes run is like insane. Like he's basically getting targeted like every time he runs a route. It's like a crazy number. But his snaps went down again. So it's a weird deal where like Mahomes looks for him when he's out there, but he's just not playing. He played less than he had. So I don't know. That was a weird. I don't know what happens tomorrow night, though.
Okay. I'm going to say that the Chiefs win this game. Anyone going to go Broncos?
I don't think so. No. All right. I think we're all going Kansas City here. And I think we can move on. We got another London game that the Jaguars are not playing. So London game, we have the 3-2 Ravens at the 2-3 Titans. The current total right now is 41. Baltimore is currently favored by 4. Sounds like Lamar Jackson is feeling a little bit more excited about his wide receivers after their 5-drop game last week. He ended up 27 of 38 rather than 22 of 38. So he's probably looking to bounce. Actually, his wide receivers are probably looking to bounce back this week. So we don't have any starts or sits in this game, but I would expect them to bounce back. Like you can't drop five passes in a game. But what do you guys think? Any thoughts here?
I thought I saw maybe 3 touchdown passes were dropped by the Ravens. I have a, I know a, what's his, DeAndre Hopkins had a pretty good game last week. I think you can play him. I would alter your expectations though. Versus the Ravens. The Ravens allow the 8th least fantasy points per game to receivers, but they've only allowed 3 touchdowns. So, but they have allowed the 5th most receptions. So, but. The TDs is
George Pickens toasted them last week though.
Yeah, so maybe. So that was one of their 3 TDs that they've given up on the year through the air to wide receivers. So maybe I think you can play Hopkins. I just maybe alter your expectations a little bit. Not a sit. And what I have here, Tyjae Spears is in top 10 routes run for running backs. Something to monitor if he's a free agent in your league. It looks like he's getting involved. So, Jordan, you got anything else on this game?
Zay Flowers, like, I think it's a pretty good spot for Zay Flowers. He's had double-digit targets the last 2 to 3 weeks, I think. And this Tennessee defense has routinely gotten, like, it's a good spot for Baltimore wide receivers. So, it's a little total, though, but I think Zay Flowers is a pretty good, he's pretty solid in this game.
Mm-hmm. Ravens running backs, I think if Keaton Mitchell ends up getting active, I think it's almost avoidable until we get more clarity.
It's avoid anyway, Trent.
Yeah.
This is an elite Tennessee run defense. It's a very good
and
Tennessee
Lamar's
run
just going to run too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And score Lamar's no scored reason to how many rushing them. Touchdowns? Like he scored I think 4 or something. Mm-hmm. Like so he's just going to run the touchdowns in.
Yeah, anyone going to take Titans on this? I'm leaning Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens.
Ravens. Yeah, Titans are, they do decent, I feel like, against mobile quarterbacks, but I'm going to go Ravens. I don't think the Ravens drop 2 in a row.
No, Ravens. Okay, moving on here. We have the Commanders, 2-3 Commanders at the 3-2 Falcons. Current total right now is 42. Atlanta is currently favored by 2.5, coming off a really weird Commanders game. What do we want to talk about here, boys? I know that Trent threw some notes in there. Ritter usually has some pretty good numbers in close games. Did you guys see that the sky cam of Ritter flipping the ball to Bijan? Like, that's all over the internet, but that's pretty sweet. Did you guys see that?
That was really nice. That looked really good.
It literally looked like the Michael Vick experience.
Yes.
For in a short clip. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, I do. That was a great commercial. I love that commercial. I wanted those shoes.
Yep.
You never got the shoes, Phil? You were older than me.
No, I was a huge... huge Michael Vick fan, but I mostly wore Adidas when I was younger. I don't know why that was, but I did.
Okay.
All right. So anything we want to go over here, boys? Jordan, you've been a little quiet today, man. I need to hear, you know, you're fighting off the energy of your team winning or sweeping the Dodgers. Anything you want to chime in about this game first?
The Carolina-Miami game? Or what game are we talking about? Sorry.
You got to be kidding me right now. We're trying to run a show here, my guy.
He's over here
Commanders.
Watching
post. Did you ever say the game? What game were you talking about?
I did say the Commanders game. Commanders-Falcons. Yeah. Thank you, Seth. Actually, you know what? Let's mute Jordan. Seth, do you have any thoughts on this game?
Honestly, I don't – like, it's a game I'm probably not going to watch at all. Just I don't care about either of the teams. I think they're both mid. But anyways, the Falcons, I mean, I maybe you can trust Drake London. I think, like, they force-feed him the ball sometimes. Like, I think, like, his stock is maybe slightly getting better. I mean, Ridder actually played good last week. You know, he threw for over 300 yards. I'm not saying he's anywhere close to being a top 20 like quarterback, but I mean, like, maybe the Falcons pass catchers are better. They throw the ball more because I think teams are just figuring out, like, hey, you know, if we just stop Bijan, we stop this team. So I think they have to throw the ball more. And I think that's going to help out London. On the Commanders side, like, I don't know if I really understand the Commanders. Like, I don't know who their guy is on offense. Like, it doesn't really seem like there's any guy yet. I mean, maybe the only guy that seemed like he's had some like trending in the right way is Curtis Samuel. I mean, I don't know. Like, he has like red zone upside with his rushing ability. Like, he had 5 rushes last week, I think. And then he had like 8 targets, which is huge. So, I mean, he's just touching the ball multiple times, whereas other guys might only get 8 targets and 5 catches. You know, he touches the ball 13 times. So maybe that's just something to think about.
Yeah. Curtis Samuel, Seth, you brought him up. The Falcons are the 5th most favorable matchup for slot receivers. Even though they're pretty tough against other receivers, they do struggle in the slot. So Curtis Samuel might be a decent YOLO play this week.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Jordan, you got any notes on this game? Desmond Ridder, like you said that, Seth, like Desmond Ridder, like I know Dak's not having a good year. Desmond Ridder is only 14% rostered on Sleeper. Dak is 80% rostered on Sleeper. And Ritter's QB 18 on the season. Dak is QB 21. And speaking of Sleeper, Sleeper is the dude's favorite place to play fantasy football. Go over to Sleeper, enter promo code DUDES100. They will match up to $100. Guys, have a nice little Sleeper alien ship here because Sleeper's futuristic, you know, just like a you know, ET extraterrestrial type stuff. I don't know why we have an alien ship on there on YouTube. Give us a check us out on YouTube at TFF dudes, but Sleeper. I like to get all my, you know, season rankings on there. Jordan, you got any notes here on this game?
No, just echo a lot of what Seth said. McLaurin, I don't know. Like McLaurin scares me this week. I can't play any of the Washington running backs. It's a pretty good Atlanta run defense. So, yeah, this game kind of sucks. I don't know. I don't really want. I think the Curtis Samuel over 3.5 reception prop is pretty nice, I think.
Okay.
This is 3.5. Yeah, the 3.5 is really good.
I might plug
that
in.
That's what it was this morning when I checked.
I'm going to go with Falcons winning this game. Anyone going to go Commanders?
Who's favored? It's in Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta. Favored. Atlanta's favored. I'm going Atlanta.
I'll go Falcons too.
Jordo?
Oh, man. Do we really think the Falcons win 2 games in a row?
I don't know. Sam Howell's not a terrible play either. Like, they just...
The defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Washington, I think. What do you got? You guys all win Atlanta?
We did.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'll go Washington.
All right. Moving on here, moving right along, we have the 1-4 Vikings at the 1-4 Bears. Seth, you have both a start and a sit in this game. Let me get the line, though. 44.5. Minnesota is currently favored by 2.5. Seth, you want to jump into your sit or start first here, guy?
I'll do my start. So what's funny is hearing the 1-4 Vikings versus the 1-4 Bears. Like, everyone thinks the 1-4 Bears are a lot worse than the 1-4 Vikings. Like, it's weird to think that. Like, the Vikings are 1-4,
I don't think
they're that bad. You think they're just as bad as each other?
Yeah, they suck.
Well, I think the Vikings offense is way better than the Bears offense.
Are they? Are they actually though? Like,
I think so.
Look at the last 2 weeks. What offense has been better?
Well, when you say last 2 weeks,
but they played terrible teams.
Yeah.
I mean, but like
Vikings played Chiefs, and then the week before they played the hardest
schedule. I think so.
Yeah, they have one of the hardest schedules.
Talking about a Minnesota offense with no Justin Jefferson now.
Yeah, but I mean, they're also playing the Bears this week.
Who is it?
Yeah, Kurt? I think they both suck.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is leading the NFL in pass attempts, which probably is a shock to no one.
That's what happens when you suck.
Yeah. So this actually, that's probably really helped my start. So my start is Jordan Addison. Speaking of Justin Jefferson, he's officially on the IR. I wrote this when he wasn't, but I think he's officially on it now. Hamstrings, he's out for the 4 weeks. I think Addison will benefit the most as the next up receiver. He was already the wide receiver too, so now he's going to be the one at least for the next 4 weeks, depending on how bad Justin Jefferson's injury is. I think he's on a free agent year, so that's interesting too, something to think about. But the Bears, on average, give up 29 fantasy points per game to wide receivers, their lowest being 20, because that game, there no wide receiver had a touchdown. I really expect Addison to like beginning almost like 2/3 of the targets to wide receiver volume. Someone else who will benefit from it is definitely TJ Hawkinson. He might be the biggest benefit, but Addison's definitely going to get like a lot of targets, maybe not Justin Jefferson volume, but definitely enough. And Addison has been like a really highly targeted wide receiver in the red zone. So I think it's very likely he scored a touchdown this week. I mean, I think we can expect him to see maybe have his best game of his career. This game might be the best spot for him.
Yeah, he had 9 targets last week. He has 3 games where he's had at least 14 points this season. I like Addison here. Kirk Cousins has thrown the ball over 40 times, I think, in like 3 of their games so far this year. So I do like that. On the other side, Chicago running backs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, so I'll get into that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, what's interesting, Seth has this. Yeah.
Yeah, I could say maybe like what Trent was saying earlier is just sit Chicago running backs, but I'm just gonna say sit Roshan. Because we really don't, he seems like he's gonna play this Sunday. Khalil Herbert is out for at least a couple weeks with a high ankle sprain. So Johnson will be taking on the RB1. But he's recovering from a concussion, but should play. So it's possible he doesn't, but if he definitely doesn't, you shouldn't play anyone on the run game. So what's interesting about the Bears is outside of the DeAndre Swift week two, about the Vikings have only given up 66 yards per game to running backs outside of the DeAndre Swift week two. PFF has the O-line D-line matchup as a negative 45 disadvantage for the Bears. I think this is either like a close game or like, even if it's a close game, I don't think the Bears are going to be running that well, just because the Vikings run defense is actually pretty good. And I also think Justin Fields is going to be running the ball and scrambling. So that doesn't help a running back at all. And teams have found success throwing the ball against the Vikings instead of running. And so I think that's just Roshan's ceiling is definitely a lot lower. And I think like, you don't start him this week. I would even pick up an RB2 this week and start it over him. So
my only counter to your Roshan is maybe a half point PPR league. Justin Fields is targeting his running back the third most in the NFL at 22.4% of the time. He's tied with Brock Purdy and Desmond Ridder for the amount of times they throw to running backs. So that'd be my only argument with that. I like Addison and Osborne. Both ran 100% of the routes after Justin Jefferson left. Brandon Powell also got some routes if you want a nice little another YOLO play for you. But that's a deep, deep desperation play. Anything else we got on this game, guys?
Well, I guess we talked about too, if no one still hasn't picked up KJ Osborne, you definitely need to pick him up because like we said earlier, Kirk Cousins is throwing the ball. He's the most pass attempts. So that means everyone who's a pass catcher on the Vikings is going to get a increase in production. So even KJ Osborne, I think, is even a decent stream. I guess the one thing I would say, Roshan, I mean, he's only caught over two catches once in a game.
I don't know.
And it's, and go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go.
No, I was just going to say, like, but I'm just high on Roshan in general as a talent. So, like, sometimes I feel like talent can outweigh some of the other stuff. I don't know. I kind of just think that he does have some upside in the passing game. I think he's kind of a decent PPR play. I think standard, he's, I can see what you're saying. But I think it's a really good spot for DJ Moore and Justin Fields again. So I kind of think DJ Justin
Moore's
Fields,
line
DJ Moore
is super
have,
low.
Yeah. I think they have another great game. I like their props too. Like Sleeper still has the Fields half passing touchdown props still up. Like, I think that's kind of a lock. You don't get much on the multiplier, but I think it's pretty good. Like, just to add something, you know, add one more leg to it.
Yeah. Pair that with DJ Moore, DJ Moore yards.
Yeah.
And,
or like, if you want a if you want a pretty good, like, just, hey, I want to 2X my money and get out of here type of thing, like, play the Justin Fields. Like, obviously, nothing's guaranteed, right? So I'm not going to guarantee anything because it's gambling and everything's, you know, there's always a chance. But if you have the Justin Fields, let's see if I can find this. Justin Fields passing prop. You know what? It's off the board. I take it back. It's now 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Ah, bummer. Shucks.
All right. Never mind. It was up there this morning, though.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay.
Just talking about Vikings running backs, Alexander Madison had 46 yards on 10 touches and a touchdown. Akers went 7 for 18 on the ground. I'm going to say Vikings win this game. Anyone going to go Chicago?
I'm going Vikings
in Minnesota, right? It's in Chicago.
I got Chicago
Vikings
winning
still.
Right. Vikings suck. They don't even want to win, guys. They don't want to win games.
But Kirk Cousins wants to win games.
Sure, Cousins is going to be traded here in the next couple
of
weeks.
If he goes to the Jets, that'd be wild.
Dude, that'd be insane.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. The rumors, right? But he has that no trade clause, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but he'll waive that thing in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Didn't Russ have one of those?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting about the impact on Justin Jefferson, though. I mean, I guess he's good enough, but I mean, like, he almost needs a decent, like thrower.
I'll be honest.
You know?
I don't know if he plays again this year. I'm just being honest. Like, I think there's a legitimate chance that he does not play this year.
Yeah, where they're just like, we're out of playoffs. Why play?
Well, he didn't sign a contract extension. He's a free agent after this year. There is no reason for him to play again this season.
He goes to the Bengals. That'd be crazy. LSU all over again.
I don't... That would be
mad at JJ.
Gritty reunion.
Like,
that'd be so insane. Cool. Fantasy, I don't know if that'd be fun, but
yeah.
Yeah. I would be very concerned if I'm a Justin Jefferson owner. And like, people keep asking about, like, should I trade for Justin Jefferson? And I, like, if the Vikings were good, I'd be like, yeah. Like, if you have a good team and you can trade for him and you're going to get him back in 4 to 5 weeks, I just don't know. Like, and how quickly they put him on IR also, like, for a hamstring also makes me, like, I don't know. I'm worried because
you're saying it's
it'd be week, what, 10 before he comes back?
Yeah. And yeah, like you said,
and
when
is their bye? When's their bye week?
I can tell you right now, but it is their bye is week 13.
So he's going to, why would he come back? Like, I don't know, man. He's going to come back and play 5 more games. I don't know if I see that, but
yeah, why?
It's possible. I don't know. You're also like just, yeah.
Maybe
he's also getting a fat contract whether he plays or not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
maybe your the biggest buy low opportunity you have on Justin Jefferson in Dynasty Leagues.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, that could be.
But I think if you're a Dynasty owner of Justin Jefferson, there's no way you trade him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Phil.
Unless you want to win your league this year. Like, if you have a good team and you're like, I'm trying to win it this year.
Yeah.
Then maybe. I don't know.
We all went Vikings there, right?
I got Chicago.
Jordan went Bears.
Jordan went Chicago. Okay, cool. All right, we have America's game of the week: Seahawks 3-1 versus Bengals 2-3. Current total right now is 45.5. Cincinnati is currently favored by 3 at home. No starts or sits in this game, but I think this one actually could be end up being a good one. Actually, one of our, I don't know, it's like mid-tier totals. Any thoughts in this one, guys?
Play your studs. I could see Mixon. Mixon's getting a lot of volume with Burrow's leg.
Mixon's horrible, Trent.
He's horrible, but what'd he do last week? What'd he do?
He did nothing. He did nothing.
So you can't play a guy that's getting 11 points, 77% of snaps. He had 81 yards. It was on 25 attempts, I know, but
the guy gets like 30 touches and scores 11 fantasy points. Like,
but you still have to play. You still have to play that, though. You still have to play it.
Yeah, but we don't need to tell people he's good. He sucks.
Okay. Yeah, I think if you have Mixon, you aren't sitting him. But yeah,
I think it depends on who's your other running backs. If you have David Montgomery and Isaiah Pacheco,
you play them over him. And, yeah.
But that's a scenario where people could have those three running backs on their team. You are not playing Joe Mixon over Pacheco and Montgomery.
Yeah, Mixon's has over 11 fantasy points in 3 out of his 5 matchups, and the other 2 he has 8. He's RB19. So yeah, there's a lot of guys
he's
better
not
than Mixon.
Good.
You don't like the matchup versus Seattle either?
No, I think it's a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup, and it's not even a great, bad, horrible matchup, but it's not a good matchup by any means. Like, it's a way better matchup for the someone has train going on in their background. FYI,
my train.
I hear the same train from my house. It Seattle's middle of the road versus the run.
Yeah, but it's a lot better passing matchup for Chase and Burrow.
Yeah,
I like them. I think T. Higgins may not play. We'll see if he does. And if he does play, I think he's going to still be like, he's not going to be himself. I think another big chase game. And then I love Ken Walker on the other side. I went to that James Conner in that matchup last week. Didn't quite work out because he got hurt, as Phil likes to remind me. but I think that we get a big Walker game too. I like his over on his rush prop. I think it's in the high 60s. I like the Chase, Walker, Burrow. I like those guys in DFS again this week, and I kind of like the Chase. I think Sleeper has a Chase discounted Chase prop.
Yeah, 12% off, 72.5 yards, Jordo.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. And what's
I think
the Walker
Chase can
one?
Easily get right over 100 there. Yards.
64. Go ahead. I'll say the after. Go ahead.
Chase, I think, easily gets over 100 yards this week.
For sure. The Walker line is 64.5, Jordan.
Yeah. Kind of like just pairing those two together and see, you could probably get 3x out of that. So on Sleeper, or do that on an underdog, just pair the two together and get your 3x. So I like it.
I like this one, interestingly enough. What does it look like over the last couple of weeks? I actually like the Noah Fant line at 21.5. If you look at Noah Fant over the last couple of weeks, let's look at his game log. He had 31 yards. Sorry, I read that incorrectly. But he had 31 yards and he had 10 yards. All that to say, though, is I think Geno Smith.
Fant had a big game last game, right? He had like a 50-yard catch, didn't he?
No, he had 63, 41, 56.
Yeah, 56. So I was right. So I read the wrong stat. Like, I think that's a line that you can easily slap the over on. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think if like you're trying to do like a 5 pick in that game, like a same game parlay type of deal, I think it's a good one to add on to it. I don't know if I would use it like as a main like play on the week on the Sunday, but
Trent's probably
over there hitting the Mixon overs.
Yeah, what is the Mixon over? What is it? What can I get on it? I don't even know
Mixon
the line.
I'm gonna hit the under. What do we have with Mixon? We have 65.5 rushing yards at 1.7. Actually, the multiplier for Mixon's rushing yards and Fant's receiving yards is the exact same.
Yeah. Mixon has ran for over that the last 3 games. You said 67 or 57?
65.5. I didn't say
okay.
Either. 65.5.
He's hit 67. He's got 65 2 weeks ago, and then he's hit 67 and 81. So yeah, that's a close line. I'm going to say Bengals win this one. Anyone going to go Seahawks?
I'm going Seahawks. Well,
of course, people are going to have to go Seahawks, Trent.
Come on. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Phil almost closed his laptop and left the pod right there when I said that.
There's been times, and I've considered it. That was not one of them. But so
I'm going Cincy. I got Cincy.
Yeah, this will be a good one. Trent, you said Cincy or did you say Cincy, Hawks?
Bengals, Houdet.
All right.
Joe Mixon, 200 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. Hey, don't joke like that about Joe Mixon. Every once in a while, he does have a 4 TD game.
Yeah, one every 40 games, you know.
It's Jordan, been a while, really, Jordan.
Why does this guy get tied to guys like that? I feel like he comes out of the woodwork.
It's
because
he's an Oklahoma guy. He's from Oklahoma.
Boomer, yes, baby.
And Trent's just like all fired up on this Oklahoma hype video that went out this last week.
I tagged Jordan, Phil in it about 8 times on Twitter.
I'm just so glad you gave him the business on that one, Jordan. The guy has been like...
Phil, take a hike. Go to the next game, buddy.
All right. I was going to say this. All right. The actually, the next game, Trent, you should be excited about it. This is your second favorite team. The 5-0 49ers versus the 2-2 Browns. The current total right now is 37.5, and San Francisco is currently favored by 5. Jordan, you have a sit in this game.
Real quick, I do. I think that line moved, Phil, since Trent put it in here. I'm going to look real quick. I don't think Deshaun Watson's playing, and I think that line is indicative of that now. That line DJ is Walker, now right? 7. Yeah, they're a 7-point favorite. So that line moved. It opened at 2.5 on Sunday night. After the Niner game on, what was that, Sunday night?
Yeah.
It moved to like 4.5, 5, and now it's at 7. And yeah, I saw that says PJ Walker's in line to start, right? If not DTR, it's going to be PJ Walker. So yeah, I would take that line. A 2-point line on a Wednesday moving tells me that Watson's not playing, right? Like, I don't see why that line would move that strongly. So that all goes to my sit of Amari Cooper. Maybe this is obvious sit. I don't really know. I feel like a lot of people are just going to want to play him because of where they drafted him. So super low total, right? We said that they're a 7-point dog, and that doesn't necessarily scare me away from a wide receiver. You know, they're going to be passing, you know, but I don't trust PJ Walker. He was bad last year with the Panthers. And then you have the Niners defense, who's just amazing. They are second in coverage, according to PFF. Outside, so that there has been 2 games where they have gotten beaten up through the air. The Rams with Puka Nacua, and then Arizona with Marquise Brown and Michael Wilson. But we're talking about Matthew Stafford and honestly Josh Dubs, who up until last week looked pretty good. I just can't see that production out of PJ Walker. So for me, just between like the tough matchup, PJ Walker, I'm not playing Amari Cooper this week.
Yeah. And on the other side of the ball, the Browns run man coverage the most in the NFL, just for a note there. So I don't know if you want to start those. I think you kind of can start your 49ers, even though the Browns are pretty tough.
I think the 49ers are just too good.
Yeah.
So CMC, obviously, I wouldn't want to use Purdy in this matchup. You know, like, I don't think it's the right game for Purdy.
Purdy, I think you can start all your guys.
Purdy's my least favorite on the offensive side. Maybe except Purdy.
What about like Ayuk, Debo, Kittle? Like, I don't know if I like Kittle in this game.
Well, if it's close, then it's Kittle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, it wasn't close last week, and Kittle also did really good.
It was the Kittle game, though, right? Like, you could tell it was a Kittle game. I think Ayuk's probably the best. You said they run man coverage, Trent?
Yeah, the most in the NFL,
Ayuk destroys man coverage.
Yeah, so he could have a good game. I'm going to go Niners. Anyone else going? Everyone's going Niners, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Niners. I'm going Niners, yeah. Jordan, man. Whew. You got to be sweating, my guy. We're not even midway through the season. All right, moving on here. Let's go to the...
Phil, in fairness, the Niners look good, but who have they played that's actually good?
What do you say?
Like, I'm being honest. They haven't played anyone that's good. The Rams, maybe, and they almost lost.
I mean, the Cowboys, like, I don't think are terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't.
A lot of things can happen one week in the NFL. I got to see more. But
well, look, okay. The Cowboys didn't do anything to make me think the Niners were like better than what I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like after that game, I was like, man, the Niners are really, really good. I'm just like, well, they beat a Cowboys team who didn't even show up to the stadium. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want them to like win a game, like win a close game against a tough team before I'm like, okay, I'm really worried. You know,
Jordan's not easily impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not easily impressed.
Well, it's also when you have like, it's hard when you don't think a team's that good. Like, it's going to have to take a while to him. You know, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, they beat a Rams team, but you'd probably throw the Rams in the same arena as the Cowboys, huh?
Well, that's my point, is that the only team that I think they played that's actually like pretty solid and who showed up to play, they almost lost. So I don't know.
It's that locker room camaraderie. Trent, did you have something you wanted to say there?
No.
Nope, no, nothing to add. Okay, moving on here. We have the 3-2 Saints at the 2-3 Texans. Current line total right now is 42.5. New Orleans is currently favored by 1.5. In Houston, Jordan, you have a sit in this game. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so I got Damian Pierce as a sit this week. It's just a super, super tough matchup for Pierce.
Think we lost Jordan there for a little bit. It is a tough matchup for Pierce. Are you guys hear Jordan? I don't hear Jordan.
No.
Did I come back?
Yeah, you're back, Jordan.
You're back.
Am I good
back?
Okay, yeah. Sorry. What did you hear from me?
Super tough matchup.
Yeah, super tough matchup for Pierce. I try not to pick on these run defenses that are just really stingy. I just don't think it makes sense to attack them. And it's pretty easy to like find out. We're 5 weeks into the season. It's really easy to find out like who those teams are, and the Saints are one of them. Saints are honestly just a really good defense in general, but their run defense is nasty. It's a low total. Texans are the underdogs at home. The Saints allow less than 10 fantasy points to running backs. They're 10th in rushing yards allowed. They've allowed zero rushing touchdowns to running backs. Fourth best rated run defense on PFF. Pierce hasn't played more than 60% snaps all year. Him and Singletary are kind of sharing the snap share there. And he has a high of 81 yards and only scored one touchdown. So I don't think this is the defense or the game that Damian Pierce breaks out against. So I'm not high on Pierce this week. I think you can go ahead and sit him. If you are stuck between Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce, I guess I would agree with Trent and play Joe Mixon.
Thank you, Jordan. Hopefully Olave has a bounce back game. I think he's dealing with a little bit of an injury, but you got to play him.
That Houston defense has been pretty good though. Like the passing defense has been pretty solid. Yeah. Their run defense, not as much. I think Kamara's in a decent spot, but
let's let Seth pick this one. Seth, Tank Dell or Nico Collins. Who are you going with?
Who was it last week?
Did they both not pan out last week? They both
Tank Dell may not play this week,
so it's probably Nico.
Nico Collins.
All right, you went with Jordan. It's so gonna be first.
It's gonna be John Metchie to troll everyone.
Dalton Schultz.
That'd be hilarious.
I'd love to see Metchie be the guy.
The Robert Woods throwback game.
We'll probably have one this year with C.J. Stroud. I'm going to still fire up C.J. Stroud in my Dynasty League. He's done nothing to make me not want to play him. I'm going to say...
No interceptions?
Yeah, I'm going to say Saints win. Man, Texans do look pretty good. I'm going to go with Saints, though. I got to go with the... I'm going to go with the tougher defense, I think. Can you put... And yeah, I'm going to go Saints.
You're going Saints? All right.
I'm going to go Texans.
Yeah, dang it, Seth. I'm going to go with Seth here on this one. I'm going to go Texans.
All right.
All right, moving on here. We have the 3-2 Colts at the 3-2 Jaguars. Current total right now is 45.5. Jacksonville is currently favored by 4.5. We got a Gardner Minshew revenge game. I appreciate you threw that in the notes, Trent.
That needed to Gardner be in there.
It absolutely needed to be in there. And Gardner Minshew knows what's up. Like, this is going to be I've seriously considered starting him in one of my leagues. But we have a Gardner Minshew game. Jordan has a sit. I'm frankly a little bit surprised by this sit, but also
I don't have a sit.
Excuse me. You have a start, sir. That's why it surprised me so much, is because I knew it should have been a start. Jordan has a start in this game, so I'm going to let him take it over. Jordan,
he read the wrong line.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, Jordan.
So I got Calvin Ridley as my start of the week. I think this is a great spot for Calvin Ridley. He got back on track last week in a big game against Buffalo. I think it's a better matchup. The Jaguars are trying to get him involved early on. A couple reverses, handoffs, kind of some easy passes, but Colts allow 25 fantasy points per game to wide receivers, seventh most receiving yards to wide receivers, and have the eighth worst coverage defense, according to PFF. So the last 5 weeks, the Indianapolis has played. They've been just being absolutely torched by the outside wide receivers. Week one, Ridley went 8 for 101 in a touchdown. Week two, Nico Collins went 7 for 146 in a touchdown. And Tank Dell went 7 for 72 in a touchdown in that game. Week three, Zay Flowers, 8 catches for 46 yards. So not a lot of yards, but still a lot of catches. Week four, Puka went off for 9 for 163 in a touchdown. And then last week, Hopkins went 8 for 140. So I think Ridley gets right back to what he did week one. And I think we get a top seven wide receiver performance in the week for Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
I like it.
I like it, Jordan. I think he is. I agree. They're trying to get him involved. And another guy that's kind of been agreeing with what you've said, Jordan, is the fantasy dad. And he just sent this in to show you some appreciation. You're so
bright. I got a wish. What's up, my dudes? As I rock the sunglasses inside, like my name is Seth, I just want to give a big shout out to my boy, Jordan, on the dudes. For winning me some moolah this week with his ETN and Brees Hall selections in daily. Now, the dad's not really a daily guy, but I took a chance, listened to Jordan's advice. Now I'm just swimming in the cash. It's that easy, guys.
I noticed Seth's not wearing sunglasses anymore. So, and I didn't show Seth that video till right now. I did mess up on the cash register thing, the cash register sound effect there. So sorry, Fantasy Dad.
Oh, it came early.
Yeah. Hit him up on Twitter or X, as he likes to call it, at TFF Dad, and he will answer your start and sit questions with videos. And we do appreciate him sending those videos in there. And,
yeah.
Jordan, that's one of your nicer, bet videos.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool. We were DMing on Twitter about daily stuff, and he didn't really like doing it. And I don't know. It's kind of one thing that I like. I really enjoy playing his daily stuff. So yeah, we were. That's cool. I'm glad.
High praise coming from the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Speaking of the daily, like, to come in.
I do like this game. I think the Trevor Lawrence, Calvin Ridley stack, and I think, like, on the other side, Downs, I think, is interesting with, and Pittman. I think they're both really good without, obviously, Pittman is like you're playing in season long, but I think Downs is even like Downs might be viable too, just because if you're in a deep league, maybe you got hit with the injury bug or just a bye week, whatever. I think he's pretty good just because Gardner Minshew is going to throw a lot more than Anthony Richardson will. So,
yeah,
I think both those receivers are pretty good.
Yeah, Minshew's completed 68% of his passes to Richardson's 59% of his passes. Yeah. Zach Moss had his first 30-point running back game against the Titans since Christian McCaffrey did that in 2019. But I do like Downs in this game also, and I'm hoping Jonathan Taylor finally gets involved?
So I actually originally had this as my sit, but I didn't want to do a start and a sit in the same game. So I pivoted to Damian Pierce. I don't like the Indianapolis running backs at all. I don't think you can play them. I think they're unplayable, if I'm being honest. You would imagine Jonathan Taylor gets more of a workload this week. And this Jaguars run defense has actually been really, really good. Like, they're a really good run defense. They really have not given up much production at all to the running backs, fantasy wise. So I really would stay away from both running backs this week. I think those pass catchers in Pittman and Downs are kind of the targets on the Indianapolis side.
Yeah, the Athletic rank the running back matchup as the 29th worst matchup for running backs this week. So
yeah, it's a bet. And then you combine that with the uncertainty of who's actually going to get carries. I just don't think it makes sense.
All right. I'm going to go with Jaguars winning this game as much as I want to see that Gardner Minshew magic come back and get a nice little revenge game. But I'm going with Jags. Duval.
Same. Jaguars.
I'm going Colts. All right.
Honestly, and just that whole video was pretty cool, and the fantasy dad's pretty cool, and that's why I think he uses Manscaped. Manscaped's the dude's favorite place to get our toiletry needs, bathroom supplies, body deodorant, whatever you need. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was at the gym, forgot my towel. Thank the Lord I had those Manscaped wipes right there, you know, just kind of dried myself up with a little bit of deodorant too and those things. So yeah, go over to Manscaped for 20% off your whole entire order, guys. Really helps us out. So go to Manscaped, dudes 20% off. Go check them out. They got boxers, and you know, it's a pretty cool website. Lawnmower 4.0, weed whacker, all that good stuff. Seth's giving the scissor motion, whatever that means, here on the YouTube at TFF Dudes. Remember to give us that thumbs up, guys. Phil, what do we got,
Trent,
next?
I just have to, Trent, hold on. I got to just applaud you. I challenged you a couple weeks ago to get some new transitions to the Manscaped promo, and you've done a very good job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's fall, and that was my fall resolution. So thank you.
Cool.
That was your fall resolution. All right. Yeah. Well, we can move on from that love fest. And we can talk about the 0-5 Panthers being at the 4-1 Miami Dolphins. The current line total right now is 48.5. Miami is currently favored by 13.5. Jeez, I'm struggling today. We have two starts in this game, and they both come from Mr. Trent Jackson. Let's hear it, big buddy. What do you?
I don't know if Miles Sanders is going to play now. I'm going to just go with Panthers running backs. I think they're going to get behind in this game, and I don't think they're going to run the ball. That's what I'm thinking on there. I had Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is not looking good, as high as I was on him in the off season. And I'm just looking at my chart here for Carolina, and I'm not finding them.
So you're saying sit for both Carolina Panthers, for Carolina?
It's actually not. It's not a terrible matchup. I just really didn't like Miles Sanders, but I don't know if he's playing or not. So I'm going to just loop it into both Panthers running backs. And then my start of the week, I got Raheem Mostert. Panthers are the most favorable team for the running back position, according to the Athletic, and they measure that off offensive line versus defensive line, all that stuff. And they're middle of the pack against the pass. Panthers are very favorable against the run. I think Mostert picks up, you know, he's heard all the A-chan, is what they call him, noise, and I think he could, I think he'd have a really solid game here. He's still a top five fantasy running back on the season, so don't forget that. Play Mostert. And Salvin Ahmed, I think, might be the backup this week. They aren't for sure if it's Jeff Wilson isn't for sure to play this week, so you might want to throw a flyer out there if you're like Jordan and don't like Joe Mixon, and if Wilson doesn't play, you could maybe throw Ahmed out there and maybe hope he falls in the end zone. Sorry,
I think they have. I think it's Chris Brooks.
Ahmed's like, I don't know if Ahmed's still hurt. We don't really know the running back situation from Miami outside of Mostert. I agree with you, Trent. It's an awesome spot for Mostert. It does concern me a bit if Jeff Wilson is in. Like, I think that's just gives a little bit of a hit to Mostert. I can't imagine Jeff Wilson coming in and playing a ton over Mostert, but like, I could see it being maybe from like an 80-20 to maybe like 60-40, you know, and Mostert's still fine, obviously.
Yeah, but McDaniels has no problem playing two running backs.
Yeah. And then on the Carolina side, I think your Thielen, just it's another good spot for Thielen, going to be behind, going to get peppered. The only counter I would have, Trent, is if Chuba and Sanders are almost in a 50-50 split right now anyways. If Sanders were to be out, I just think Chuba could get you there in the passing game, the checkdowns. Yeah. That's where I would worry about your the sit there. Just like you want Sanders to be in, I think, like, to be honest, for your sit. So just because I think Chuba just could get there just on pure volume alone in the passing game.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Dolphins winning this game. I actually really like watching the Dolphins. With A-chan, you know, I'm going to miss him, you know, but I'm used to getting ghosted, you know, having good things happen then getting ghosted for 2 weeks straight there.
Claypool, we didn't talk about it at all. Claypool is now a Miami Dolphin.
It doesn't
right?
matter, Phil. It's irrelevant.
It's just a headline that people might click on. Just
no,
in
it's
case.
Not a headline.
Jordan, you need to believe in clickbait. Come on, man.
Jordan, it is a headline everywhere.
Joe Mixon is more relevant than as a bad analogy, because of course he is. I'm trying to think of something else.
You're gonna figure out a way to use Claypool. I wouldn't be surprised if they give him the ball.
Tight end. Claypool is tight end.
Phil.
Running Phil. The ball.
Phil, you giving fantasy recommendations is more relevant than Chase Claypool going to Dolphins.
That's just rude. Too far.
Don't offend our listeners.
I'm sure Jordan will apologize after the pod in the group text, you know, with a voice memo.
I will not apologize.
Or he'll have one of those videos from like TFF Dad. There'll be music and he'll be like, yeah, I don't know. I could see Jordan doing that with his broom back there. I wasn't sure if that's for the Dodgers or early Halloween costume. I'm gonna go Dolphins win this
Apparently, one. Apparently, you and Seth have a lot of ideas for my Halloween costume this year.
Yes, that's true.
You haven't seen anything.
How many handoffs do you think Claypool gets in the next 2 weeks?
No, stop. No, none. I will Please say with
right, prove my,
with Achan gone
handoffs?
Yeah, no,
I
there's
think
none.
Gonna get some handoffs.
No,
Claypool. Chase Claypool may not be active for the Dolphins.
He's gonna get some handoffs.
I think A-chan being hurt opens Waddle up to more of those maybe you know motion where they maybe get a little more creative with him. He did get targeted more last week, so I'm hoping Waddle's on the rise here. Dolphins
he had 10 targets, right? 10 targets last
I
week.
Believe so. Yeah, Fins up. Anyone Dolphins. Going Panthers?
No.
Hashtag keep pounding. What do we
All
got
right,
next,
moving
though?
On here. We have the moving on to the afternoon slate. We have the 1-4 Patriots versus the 2-3 Raiders. Basically, the Patriots extension team. The line is 41.5. Vegas is currently favored by 3. This is basically a family reunion for Bill Belichick. Like this is his. I wouldn't even call it a revenge game. This is like getting together with your cousins for supper. Yeah. Like
the cousins you don't like,
cousins that you don't like, and that you like. Yeah, it's just not gone. Cousins that both went to jail. They've gotten out. Now they're meeting together at like a seedy bar in Las Vegas.
Yeah, now they want to babysit your kids. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like what's going on here? Yeah, we got the Josh McDaniels revenge game, Jimmy Garoppolo revenge game. Bill Belichick wants this game a lot, I'm sure. I don't know if he'll get it. I really like Jacoby Myers in this game. I think he'll get some targets. He's looking good. It seems like he's just that short yardage guy that Jimmy G looks for a lot. And obviously you're playing Josh Jacobs and Devontae. This Patriots defense isn't even what it used to be.
There's only 4 playable guys in this game.
Okay.
It's Jacobs, Devontae, Myers, Ramondre. It's a decent spot for Ramondre. I think you're right, though. I think the Jacoby Myers, like, this is actually a personal game for him, Trent. Like, the Patriots chose to pay Juju Smith-Schuster over Jacoby Myers. Like, can you imagine, like, being that insulted? Like,
It makes no sense.
Jacoby Myers, Bill Belichick might be losing it, if I'm being honest. Like,
yeah. I had Jacoby Myers.
Zero sense to do that.
Yeah, I had Jacoby Myers in as a start of the week, and I pivoted to Raheem Mostert, but I do really like Myers in this game, and I'm curious to see what his sleeper line is.
It's still 4.5, I think, because I think I wrote that down as something I kind of liked. Let me see right here. Maybe I didn't write it down. Let me look. I thought I saw it. Oh, it's not they don't have a line yet for him. He was at 4.5. If he's at that 4.5 mark again, I kind of like that.
I'm going to go with Raiders, Raider Nation, One Nation, Raider Nation. I know Seth's in a Raiders group text. Seth, what are you doing?
I'm going to go Raiders too. Patriots suck.
I'm going Raiders.
Raiders.
All right, moving on here. We have the 1-4 Cardinals at the 2-3 Rams. The current total right now is 48.5. Los Angeles is currently favored by 6.5. We have two starts in this game, and a note here that I will share. But do you want? Let's go, Seth. You haven't talked in a little bit. Let's go with you on your start first.
Yeah. So my start is Kyren Williams. Cardinals have given up an average of 100 yards to running backs through 5 weeks. They've also given up 4 touchdowns to running backs. And that's, I think it's one per game except for last week, because Jamar Chase had 3 touchdowns and two out of his 3 touchdowns were from the 2 and 3 yard line, which means Joe Mixon actually could have had 2 touchdowns last week, but they decided to throw the ball. So I think Kyren is definitely, yeah, I think he's easily going to have 75 plus yards and a touchdown, maybe 100 plus and 2 touchdowns. Like, I think the range is, like, I think his floor is very high this week.
That's the problem. It's hard to run the ball on the goal line from the shotgun like the Bengals are doing. Yeah. Not to go back to that.
Joe Mixon ran the ball inside the five, like 4 times last week and got stuffed on every single one.
Well, they're stout. Let's see here. Speaking of, yeah. Do you want to go? I have something I gotta go to.
Shambles. Yeah.
No, I have something I forgot about that I gotta bring up here. That's why I'm in shambles.
Well, just bring it up, my friend.
Well, Jordan Sitt is DeMarcado.
Yeah, what's but let's. Name? Are you gonna?
You no, want I should do. I should do our waiver wire ad of the week.
You could interject it. Hey, yeah. Buddy, it's all right. So it's all right.
At SMC1174 added Imari DeMarcado for 37 fab. That was the best one we had of the week. The only reason I'm saying it's good, he uses real money. So they have a $200 fab limit and they have to use real money. Nice. So $37 they put to the pot that goes to the winner. It's something I'd kind of want to do like that. But is DeMarcado even the starter? He's number 3 on the depth chart now, Jordan. I don't know if you've seen that. And I know that is your...
So who's 2?
Ingram, Keenan.
Who's 1?
Connor is 1 still, even though he's not.
James Connor's on the injury reserve.
I know, but on their depth chart that came out.
Yeah, but Ingram was
They updated it. They updated
it. They updated it again.
Yeah, Keontae Ingram and Keontae. Then Amari DeMarcado.
Trent, he's an Oklahoma guy. You're supposed to know who that is.
Keontae.
Oh, my gosh.
Keontae.
He is an Oklahoma guy, right?
No, he went to SC. Yeah. That's why he doesn't know who it is.
Keontae Ingram did not go to SC.
He went to USC. Whether Keontae that's South Ingram, Carolina USC. Or USC.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm curious about
unless
that one,
ESPN
actually.
Is yeah.
Ingram
wrong,
is number 1 on the USC. Depth chart. Then it goes DeMarcado. Then it goes Tony Jones and Corey Clement, who I did not know was still in the league.
So here's the problem, though. Like, do we think that he
went on a
DeMarcado
recruiting trip to Oklahoma?
That's what messed you up, Jordan. No, he's lost in those recruiting notes.
All right, go ahead, Jordan.
You guys got me. Anyways, he was at Texas before USC. I knew he's at one of those
you
schools.
Dog.
Yeah.
He was at Texas. I knew he was at one of those Big 12 schools. Anyways, here's my thing. Whether he's listed to, do you think he just comes back and takes that role from DeMarcado? Like, the guy had passed Ingram anyways before, and now Ingram's hurt. I don't see. And Ingram, did he even practice today? Ingram? Like, he's been hurt.
I don't know. I just know that he was limited at today's practice. And he was put as number 1 on the depth chart. So that's
the thing I don't like about him, Jordan, is that he's the issue that he's dealing with is a neck. So it's definitely not going to be him. Like, anytime you have a neck injury, even if he's, I think it's going to be Amari.
Yeah. And I know there was some coach speak like about him, like, oh, we're going to use him, but also going to be like multiple guys. So I think, I don't know. I'm going to stick with it. Like, yeah, it's not the best matchup, but I think the Rams are kind of mid-pack run defense. So they're not like great, but they're not bad. We'll see. I guess the Ingram would throw a wrench in this, but I'm going to roll with it. Because like I said, DeMarcado had passed Ingram in that passing role before Connor had gotten hurt and before Ingram had gotten hurt. The Cardinals are going to be playing from behind. He's a good receiving back. I think he's probably a better PPR play than non-PPR, but I like DeMarcado quite a bit this week. I like, he's a pretty talented guy. He was talented at TCU. He just played behind Condre Miller, so he didn't get a lot of run. But he was the running back in the national championship game last year. So I like him. Obviously, the Cardinals do like him because they were playing him in big spots this year.
All right. I'm going with Rams winning this game. Fire up your Puka. Fire up Cooper Kupp. I like this spot for Matthew Stafford a lot. That's my stream of the week is Matthew Stafford. Good matchup.
Good spot for Marquise Brown, too, again.
Yes.
He's been super consistent.
I'm going Rams. Seth, you going Rams? You going Cardinals? I know you're a Dobbs guy. Rams. Phil?
I am going with the Rams. Can I just take us back? Can I take us back a couple games ago? You guys are here just talking trash to me about me saying that McDaniels is going to use Claypool as a running back. And I just want, and McDaniels says wild things. So you got to take this with a grain of salt, but here's what he said.
He still plays with Legos.
He's a player with above average size as hit position. At his position, and if he's able to execute certain things, I'm not going to limit a player on what he can or cannot do. Every game we have guys doing multiple roles and fitting with offense tailored to their skill sets. So it'll be cool to watch. If he gets a handoff at any point in the next two games, both of you guys owe me something. Like I am telling you, McDaniels is going to use him potentially.
Hey, end around doesn't count. Phil. They end around everybody. Yes, it does. No.
Phil,
that is a
Chase carry, Claypool Trent. Chase Claypool hasn't got a handoff in the last 3 years at the Bears.
Hey, Phil,
he's been at the Bears for three games.
Chase Claypool executed anything.
Sorry, not at the Bears. In the last 2 years, he has not gotten a handoff from what I can see. Phil, will get an end around.
When's the last time Chase Claypool actually executed something?
Mapletron.
When's the last time he was coached by McDaniels? That's all I'm saying.
Probably 2020.
The guy isn't good at football, Phil. He doesn't care about football. He doesn't try hard. There's a reason why every team wants to get rid of him.
Yeah,
he had a 137-yard game in. I'm wrong. I'm just going to move on here.
For all our Canadian listeners, I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is McDaniels is going to use him in a pretty cool way. Just wait and see,
He's going to give signs from the sideline. You know, he's going to be signaling in plays.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on here. I've embarrassed myself enough, and pretty soon you guys will be embarrassed by how many times he gets a handoff and ends up being like Debo Samuel on the Dolphins. So we have the Eagles at 5-0 versus the Jets at 2-3. The current total right now is 41. Philly is currently favored by 7. Seth has a sit in this game. So we'll let Seth, you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so I guess the game script plays into this one. The Jets will most likely be playing from behind, and I think they'll have to somewhat abandon the running game. In every game the Jets have been playing from behind, Hall has less than 8 fantasy points. That's half PPR. The Eagles have given up an average of 49 rushing yards per game and only one rushing TD to the position. If you can, like, sit Hall, sit him, because I think the Eagles are going to be up big and he might get some of the receiving. But I think they're just, someone else is going to be playing. If I'm right, I'm pretty sure his snap count is also down in the games that they are trailing. Let me see here.
Yeah, and 49ers are the only team allowing fewer rushing yards per game. Yeah. At 49.2 yards per game, Eagles are allowing 43.4 rushing yards per game.
Yeah, so his last game, he had obviously had a big game, right? We all saw that big run. He had 27 fantasy points in half PPR. and 82% of snaps. In the games he scored eight or less, he played less than 50%. It's like in the 40s. But I think that was partially to him being on a snap count, right? Because they're getting him back from the knee injury. But still, like, he had a game where he had 4 attempts for 9 yards, 12 attempts for 18 yards against the Patriots. So I just don't think he really does anything this game, really.
Yeah, and sorry.
And the Eagles also one last thing. The Eagles are really good at causing fumbles on running backs. They have 4 forced fumbles.
Yeah, that is running back rushing yards, not total team rushing yards, what I gave you. And also, Jets allow the second fewest fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. Devonta Smith hasn't scored since week 2, but Hurts is really good at keeping everyone happy. I think you got to play those receivers. I'm not saying to sit them. I think Smith hopefully finally gets in the end zone this week.
I don't think it is.
Go ahead, Phil.
No, I don't think he's going to go. I don't think he goes much longer. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be a big Devonta Smith game. But also, like, it's like Trent said, it's a super tough matchup for the wide receivers. I think DeAndre Swift's in a pretty good spot this week, though. I like Swift quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let me
interesting too.
And is it the coaches that are going to get together, or maybe the commission that's going to get together on the buddy push? Everyone has been talking
about
it.
They're calling it the brotherly shove.
The brotherly shove, just because they're in Philly there. But why are
they so talking about it? Like, what's they that? Knew how good it was last year. Like, they knew how good it would be again this year. So, like, why didn't you change it in the first place? Like, it's just
also dumb. Why does it need to be changed? It's not cheating. It's like, it
doesn't need to be changed.
Roger Goodell loves to football. End fun.
If you're not good enough to stop someone on 4th and 1 every time, then they're going to keep doing it. Get good at stopping it. I don't know what to tell you.
Roger Goodell is a king of ruining fun.
Yeah, he's where fun goes to die. He puts the fun in funeral.
Yeah.
Well, it's literally a big part in why the Eagles are 5-0 this year and why they went on an 8-0 run last year. Like, it's literally part of the game. Like, converting 4th and 1, like, in a like advantageous spot, like, is a big deal.
Yeah, here's Trent, the deal. You're a defensive lineman. What's the in a situation like that? Who wins?
Lower man wins.
Lower man wins. There we go. I don't know why the NFL teams haven't been preaching that to their defensive linemen.
Me and Phil should go coach against the tush push. Just get me and Phil over there in 4-point stances, and we'll just get it on.
Just a bunch of.
Whoa. Okay.
It was not bad. I think Jordan's froze, maybe. I don't know.
No.
I'm saying the Eagles win.
Yeah, Eagles.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You said I froze, Trent.
I thought maybe. Well, when you sit we there you still. Froze.
I'm going Eagles.
Eagles.
All right. What we got next, Phil? We got 3 more games left.
3 more games here. I think this will be a fun, weird, interesting game. We have the 4-1 Lions at the 3-1 Bucks. Current total right now is 43.5. Detroit is currently favored in Tampa. So this one's an interesting one, right?
Yeah, I've been told by Lions fans to quit picking the Lions because the opposite always happens. So I don't like. I think the Lions are going to win, but I have to go with the Bucks just to get that out of the way.
Yeah, you've only chosen against with them one time.
I believe. Yeah, there's the cheat. No,
they're 4-1, Trent.
I chose them. I picked them to lose. I think against. Did they beat Seattle? I thought they lost to Seattle.
They lost Seattle.
So yeah, so they're 3-2, I believe. So that's a typo on the notes, Phil. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, they're 4-1.
They lost to the Chiefs.
They lost to the Seahawks. Okay, they are 4-1. My bad. So the Seahawks was winning. Yeah. So anything you want to stay in here? Can we finally play Jamison Williams?
No.
You don't want to play him yet?
I think you need to wait to see.
You're playing Laporta.
Jahmyr Gibbs is...
What was his snap count last week?
I don't even know if he played last week.
Jamison? He was active, right? I pulled up right here.
He played. Yeah, I think it's interesting, though, because Amonra didn't play last week, so it's kind of hard to figure that out.
He played Wow, he played a lot more than I thought. 48%, 47% snaps.
Yeah, so maybe he'll have his sea legs back. I don't know. Monram might not be playing, or do we not know yet?
I think he's playing.
He is playing.
Okay.
Gibbs is way more questionable, though.
Yeah, I think
Gibbs is questionable.
Fire Montgomery up. Buckside, you're playing Evans. I don't know if there's anyone else I really want to play on the Buckside.
Rashad White, just because of his role. It's not a great matchup, yeah, but his role is matchup. Really good.
Yeah, so. It's a bad matchup. His role is good. Role, yeah.
I would prefer this to be the Monday night game over what we're actually getting. Excuse me, the Sunday night game over what we're actually getting in the Sunday night game.
Yeah. No, I would too. Why does the NFL not flex these games yet? That's what I don't understand. But I'm going Bucks.
Lions.
Baker.
Detroit.
Lions.
Okay, one pride.
All right. One pride, baby. Let's move on here. We have the Sunday night football game, the 1-4 Giants versus the 3-2 Bills. Current line total is 44.5. Buffalo is currently favored by 14. TJ, Trent, you have a start in this game.
James Cook, I think this is a really good bounce back spot. James Cook did not do good against the Jaguars. Like Jordan said, they're pretty good against the run. Great get right spot, very favorable matchup. Whether he gets them there early in the game or he gets garbage time points, I think this is just a smash play for James Cook. Like, I think the Bills are mad they lost. Last week, I really liked Gabe Davis. I don't like Gabe Davis as much here. I think this is a really good, really good running spot, though, like I've said a couple times. On the Giants side of the ball, the Giants are complete. Like, this is a complete medical game. Darren Waller's not playing. Daniel Jones isn't playing. Wandale Robinson's not playing.
They're not playing for sure.
I have it saved right here. Let me look right here what I have. So Ari Marov tweeted, the Giants, who are playing this week on Sunday Night Football versus the Bills, will be without Daniel Jones, neck injury, tight end Darren Waller, groin, left tackle Andrew Thomas, hamstring, center John Michael Schmidt, shoulder, wide receiver Wandale Robinson, knee, outside. So the list keeps going on. Saquon Barkley, who has missed the last three games, will practice and expected to do more than he has previously. I don't want to play any Giants in this game. I think this is potentially one of those games that could be over by halftime, but they got some defensive injuries also. But yeah, smash spot for James Cook. I think they're going to get out ahead early, and I think he easily has over a double-digit game. Are you not seeing that tweet, Jordan? It looks like you're questioning it.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Trent, it doesn't say not play. All those are all the guys. Trent, those are all the guys who are practicing.
Those are guys who are playing this. I'm so sorry.
You were confused because I tweet.
Wait, here's the tweet. I'll read it to you right now. The Giants, who are playing this week on Sunday Night Football versus the Bills, will be without quarterback Daniel Jones, Darren Waller, Andrew Thomas. So, yeah, I read it right. But Ari Marov usually is pretty spot on with PFF on his tweets.
Yeah, no, he's...
That's not showing up as, like, on...
I'm just seeing that Wandale's questionable and didn't practice.
Yeah, today. Like, you threw me off with the Wandale one is what you threw me off with.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing... He said Wandale?
Yeah, that's what the tweet says. So, I don't know. I was surprised to see that big of an injury report also on his tweet there at my sports update. So I just sent it to you guys. I'm going Bills. I don't know if there's anything else you guys want to.
Yeah. I got Bills. I just don't think you can play anyone, but Saquon, if he plays.
Yeah. Well, and I think, Tyrod Taylor actually targeted Waller more than Daniel Jones has. And this Giants offensive line is just putrid.
Yeah, Trent, I think he might have walked that because, like,
did he get rid of it? Giants said,
well, he didn't get rid of it, but, like, Giants said that Daniel Jones is day to day. And then he responded with Dable said Daniel Jones is more sore today and won't practice. I think he missed. Okay, I think, yes, Trent. Okay, you didn't read the whole thing. They're without all those guys at practice today. Read the end of the tweet.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean they're not going to play. They're just not practicing.
Like I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing that at the end of it. Oh, at practice today. There, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was. I wow, read that.
That was confusing.
It's one of those when you got to click on it and
no,
opens
no,
up.
No, no. It's actually. It's that's a bad tweet. That's a bad tweet.
No, it is a bad tweet. He
worded it very bad.
He should have said, "The Giants will not have. The Giants will." Will not practice. Like, practice should have been the first part of the set. Should have been the beginning of the.
And honestly, two not people at, are at fault here. Trent should have read, which is shocks no one. And he probably should have. put it like spelled it out a little bit clearer. Like for for today's practice, X amount of people will be out.
Or not at practice today for the Giants will be, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's still Saquon or nobody, so it doesn't really matter for being honest.
And it's bad. It's a bad tweet, Trent. I'll give you some favor there.
Are we all taking Buffalo?
Thanks, partner. Yeah, Buffalo. Okay.
All right, moving on to the final game. Honestly, this podcast could not end quicker today. But let's go into our Monday night football game. We have the 3-2 Cowboys versus the 2-2 Chargers. The current total right now is 51. Dallas is currently favored by 2, playing against a pretty tough Chargers team. What do we want to talk about here? This is actually, believe it or not, folks, this might be our highest total of the week.
Yeah, good Tony.
This is, in fact, looks like our highest total of the week.
Good Tony Pollard game. Kellen Moore, you know, playing Dallas again. This is in LA. Kind of an interesting matchup there with Kellen Moore versus Dak, all that revenge stuff. Game. I like Kellen Moore. I'm hoping a Cowboys bounce back game here with Lamb. They got to get Lamb more involved. And Pollard, honestly,
you hear what Jerry Jones said,
what did he say on what?
On radio, they asked him about how do you guys get CeeDee Lamb the ball more? And he said, I don't think he needs to get the ball more. We need to give it to our tight ends and our other receivers more.
I think they need to give it to CeeDee Lamb more, and I think Pollard didn't have a good game. I watched some highlights of the Cowboys' offensive line on run plays. Pollard missed a lot of holes and cuts that could have been big runs. Like, this game is all the blame went on Dak. Pollard didn't have a good game either. Like, the offensive line didn't do as bad, and Fred Warner made some really crazy plays also that, like, covering two guys at once and stuff, like on a big third down and stuff like that. But that's just stuff that's coming to me where it's just like, what was Pollard thinking? Because I follow all these weird Cowboys pages. But Pollard has to bounce back if Dallas wants to win. I think it starts with him. And I'm going Cowboys win this one. I think you play Keenan Allen. Do we know if Eckler's back?
He said he's 99% playing.
Okay. He had a big...
Eckler's like the most fantasy friendly player in the league.
Yeah. Absolutely. Except he hasn't played all year.
LA.
It's in LA.
Man, I'm gonna go. I got Chargers
winning.
There might be more Cowboys fans than Chargers fans there.
Oh, I think
so. Yeah, but they're used to that. Like, at some point it doesn't matter. The Chargers are used to that.
It doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm gonna go Dallas.
Phil?
Chargers.
You gotta pick a point total as well.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 49.
I'm going 55.
Phil, figure out what you want to do here.
I can go. You want me to go, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will go 48.
Phil? I'm going to start having Phil go first on this right here because he takes way too long for a totally uneducated total number guess.
I'm
going to
go 52. I'm going to go 52.
Phil, you're not very smart.
I'm going just over the total. No one chose the total.
Yeah, but you want to know what the smart thing would have been to do there?
I don't know what it would have been, but tell me too.
Take 47 because anything under 47, you automatically win.
True. I just think it's going to be closer to the line.
He's guessing. I think he's guessing exact points, actually.
The I'm going with the line.
All right, guys. I think that does it, right? You guys good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else really that we need to talk about.
I think we're going to pass on the draft. We're at an hour 24. We're doing good. We'll try to get these. Once the bye weeks come in, we'll be able to get the drafts in again. But, guys, thanks for tuning in. As always, remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Really helps us out. And as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.